This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello and welcome to the all new Rated R Safety Show on today, Thursday, November the 21st, day 325 of the year. Only 40 days remaining before it's all over with. So what do you think? Are you liking that? Are you liking the idea that it's almost up and it's almost over with? Quite fantastic, right? Anyways, we're only about 1 week away. 1 week away if you're in the United States of America that will actually be participating in Thanksgiving. Of course, if you have the opportunity of doing so, if you're not working. But that's a whole other subject depending on how you go about doing it. Anyways, several releases this week of the Rated R Safety Show. I've been excited. Hopefully you've been excited. And I look at it from the standpoint that I told you, as long as I have time, we will spend some time together. Yes, it is late in the afternoon. If you're listening to us live on Safety FM, it's currently 4:28 in the Eastern Standard Time. But those things were going to occur. Was not going to be able to guarantee you every time by noon. But hey, you enjoy it on live. I enjoy it live. So we're doing it live. So some deep fakes came out this week that I played for you. I did some stuff in the studio where we had a robot talking for me. So that was quite fantastic. Then we had the ladder safety issue that occurred earlier in the week, that we had that conversation. That was a fun one. I was a little pissed off when I was doing it, but I thought it was pretty exciting. So hopefully you enjoyed that. But anyways, we all know how this goes. You can call in. You can rant. You can not rant. You can call us up here at our little radio station, safetyfm.com. The phone number is listed on the website. I've been told not to list it directly on the recording or as we're doing it live. So it's on the website. I think we're going to come up with an 800 number, but I kind of go back and forth with that. So as we look forward to this here today, let me not waste any more of your time and get you directly into the news.
Mortal Kombat Beatdown, Rated R, Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show. This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM. Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Oh yeah, always bring you the information that you never knew that you cared about, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Rated R Safety Show, and we're going to take it from the very top of the list of the hit list, because you never know what we're going to talk about here. So let's get it started right away. SpaceX has launched just over 100 satellites as part of its Starlink internet project, but the network is already causing problems in the astronomers. So what does that mean? The Sun reports that the observatory in Chile had an obstructed or obscured picture of the night sky over the course of 5 minutes, which doesn't seem to be like a long time, but does cause a problem in the consistent observations and makes the detection of spontaneous observations more difficult. Earlier this year, in a tweet, Elon Musk anticipated such criticism, and he said that the satellites will be in darkness when stars are visible, and an assertion more sophisticated astronomers did not take to. So what do you think? Do they need to have access to it 24/7 where they can see it and it can be dark and not dark and so on? I don't know. I look at it and I go, crazy. Crazy how it all works. Let's just be happy that, you know, somebody's trying to do an internet project. Let's continue here. Uber is Uber will begin a program in Brazil and Mexico to record audio of all rides and make files available to law enforcement upon request. Scary. It's part of the company's effort to double down on security measures for passengers following numerous complaints of improper behavior by drivers. If a rider reports a problem following a ride, the audio file of the ride will go to the customer support to review for the details. Yikes. Scary stuff. Recording all the time now, but we kind of know that we're getting into those industries where we're being recorded all the time. Oh, yeah, that's a little Fozzy in the background. That's a little Judas in the mind there. Love that song lately. Been playing it quite a bit. Well, we'll go into the chorus. Anyway, cartels in Mexico have a hot new commodity that they're seizing, and that's farmland to grow. And it's even not even illegal. Avocado farming is a huge for gangs, which are typically grow marijuana and other illegal substances, LA Times reports. Competition for the land rights is so fierce that gunfires have erupted in rural areas. In one instance, 10 people were killed. Holy moly. What do you think? Isn't that crazy for farmland? Let's go back. Anyways, that was Fozzy, Judas in My Mind. Probably shouldn't be playing that too loud here, but let's continue. So that's kind of, you know, crazy on what's going on there in Mexico. But we have to take a look at some of these things that are going on. And yeah, I know it's not the U.S., but it should still be an area of concern for us because you just never know what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It's always, 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 always one of those things that things just tend to change. So we need to take a look at what's going on. Let's consider going forward right now. Civil unrest in many parts of South America have reached Colombia, where the government has announced it will close its borders ahead of planned protests next week. The organized resistance will strike from jobs and rallies against the government, which has recently unveiled crazy measures. That's what it says, crazy measures. Curfews will also go into effect, and sales of alcohol will be banned, or can be banned, depending on how you want to do it, at the discretion of local authorities. This is according to The Guardian. So it sounds like they're getting ready for a shit show. That's what it sounds like to me. Duh. So I don't know what's going on. I just look at it and I go, things are getting more and more interesting as we move on. United Auto Workers has ousted President Gary Jones. Yes, we've been covering the story for quite a while. Duh. He took a leave of absence earlier this month amidst a corruption investigation, but now he's out for good. Meanwhile, General Motors is using Fiat Chrysler, alleging they are paid bribes to the UAW to drive a harder bargain with GM in contract negotiation. Fiat Chrysler calls suit meritless. Well, holy crap, man. This is what has put some workers out and about for a while here. And we've been having this conversation because we knew that there were some issues there. So let's continue. Did you hear this about Tesla? Tesla will reveal details about its first electric pickup or Cybertruck tonight. The presentation will be streamed at Tesla Design Center from Los Angeles. Are you excited about that one? Or are you going to be waiting to see what happens? Or are you just going to wait to see what happens later down the road? Microsoft is throwing in the towel in its email war with Google. Oh, yes. The Verge reports that the Microsoft is planning an integration with Gmail, Google Drive, and Google Calendar with Outlook.com product. We knew it was a matter of time before it was going to happen. Some users have already had access to the beta test. No word yet on when it will roll out in full. What do you use as a safety professional? Are you using different stuff? Or are you a Gmail user? I use a little bit of everything, I feel. I have so many different email addresses. Not that I do it on purpose, but it just works out that way. I don't know. Just does. The Center for Disease Control reports an early uptick in 30 states of flu incidents, the most in 10 years. The CDC reports that 8% of the U.S. population gets the flu at least once a year. 8%! So what do you think? Do you push the flu shot? Does your company offer it for people just to go ahead and take a hold of it if they want to? I guess it's a good thing to have if you want to do it that way. Do whatever you want. I have no way to, you know, to tell you one way or the other. A hunter in China who killed and ate a wild rabbit is believed to have contracted a bubonic plague. Oh, yes, bubonic plague. Now 28 people are quarantined as officials try to stop the spread. 28 people. Meanwhile, two patients have also been quarantined in Beijing and diagnosed with bubonic plague. Oh, yes, bubonic plague. The strand is believed to have started the Black Death. This is according to CNN reports. Holy monkeys, man. Holy monkeys. What is going on? Just because you wanted to have some rabbit. Crazy. Some other things that I can think of that people do the exact same thing for. Isn't that crazy? Just think about it for a moment. Hold on. We're going to hit something real quick. Oh, yeah, you're still listening to the Rated R Safety Show, just in case if you weren't sure there for a moment. Anyways, let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate. False Confession Day is a day that you can celebrate. Don't know why you want to celebrate that one. Great American Smokeout. Man, that could mean so many things. I'm not sure how to take that one. National Rural Health Day. National Red Mitten Day. That's for Canada. National Gingerbread Day. Social Enterprise Day. National Stuffing Day, another one that can mean a lot of things. Pumpkin Pie Day. Man, shouldn't that be next Thursday? I really feel that's the day that that happens. Social Enterprise Day. I already said that. Why did I say it again? Use Less Stuff Day. World Hello Day. World Philosophy Day. Got to celebrate that one. And then World Television Day. I think we celebrate that one quite a bit. Anyways, those are the different days of the year that you can celebrate. I'm going to tell you right now, not sure 100% on how this is going to work next week. Because, you know, we got some crazy stuff going on. Holiday season is kicking in full in force.
Duh.
So we might need to reconsider on how we're going to do the Rated R Safety Show. We'll still be streaming on Safety FM, so you can come here and take a listen to what's going on. But not sure what exactly will be going on the bulk of the week. But, you know, I love you still. I know that a lot of times we seem to spend a lot of time together towards the end of the week, but I still love you. Take a look at it that way.
Duh.
Anyways, you have been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.